Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Arbage from Lord of the Harvest Church in Amsterdam, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. I hope we all understand that there is nothing more important than God's wisdom. We absolutely need the wisdom of God, which of course is the Word of God, every single day of our lives. Obviously, if you read the book of Proverbs in the Bible, it's a book all about wisdom, all about how important and essential this wisdom is. One verse in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11 says this, that wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. So clearly, nothing is more important than wisdom. Nothing is more valuable. Nothing is more beneficial. Nothing that we could desire can be compared to wisdom. And all the things we do desire, good things at least, will come from wisdom. And so wisdom needs to be what we are after in this life. The Word of God, the wisdom of God, absolutely needs to be what we desire. Well, with that said, there are two verses in Proverbs chapter 8, the last two verses that I want to read right now, because these, I believe, really tell us why we're in the position we're in our country today. Again, Proverbs, a book all about wisdom. Proverbs 8, a chapter that really highlights wisdom, perhaps more than any other in Proverbs. And so Proverbs 8, verse 35 says this, "For whoso findeth me," and the me is wisdom here, "whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord." So those who find wisdom, and the Bible says, in fact, Proverbs says, if you seek wisdom, especially early on in your life, in your day, you will find it. And so those who find me find life. Life is found in the Word of God. Salvation is found in the Word of God, of course, which reveals to us the person of Jesus Christ, who alone can save us. "Who findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord." This is what we need: life, favor from God, grace from God. This is found in the wisdom of God. But, and what an important word that is, verse 36, "but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death." If you want to know why we're in the mess we're in our country today, it's because we as a nation have rejected wisdom. We as a people have rejected wisdom. If we find wisdom, we'll find life. But if we reject wisdom, we'll find death. To hate wisdom, to reject wisdom, is to love death. So if you wonder why crime is skyrocketing all around us, if you wonder why abortions continue to happen more and more, if you wonder why the perverse sexual agendas continue to gain steam, it seems, all of which lead to complete death, if you wonder why the policies coming out of our government, both in this state and in our federal government, are leading to death, the immigration policies, the healthcare policies, if you're wondering why everything we're doing is leading to more death, wonder no more. The Bible's abundantly clear right here that if we find wisdom, if we love wisdom, then we will find life. But if we reject wisdom, then we will embrace death. I plead with you today to find wisdom, to love the Word of God, to receive the Word of God, to cherish the Word and wisdom of God every day of your life. And I've been Pastor Mike Arbage from Lord of the Harvest Church in Amsterdam, New York, your pastor for the day.